And so we're into the final half hour of Friday evening's programme. Time for our album reviews. I suppose we could say it's an all-American lineup. First up is LA-based super group Mini Mansions with their album Guy Walks Into a Bar, a blend of glam rock and indie pop. Then we have Seattle band Dude York, who must be looking for a job in Boris Johnson's cabinet, explore adolescent romance on an album called Falling. And finally, Wisconsin's own Violent Femme. I want to call them Violent Femme. They're back with their Hotel Last Resort, their 10th album in four decades. Brian Boyd won't let me call them Violent Femme. He's refusing to do that. He's here in studio along with Louise Bruton. But let's start with Mini Mansions. Who are we talking about? It really is supergroup. Queens of the Stone Age, Arctic Monkeys, and Last Shadow Puppets, all putting in members here, Brian.
They all have day jobs with those three bands, Arctic Monkeys, Last Shadow Puppets, and Queens of the Stone Age. And in their off time, they have formed Mini Mansions. I mean, going about 10 years, obviously they can't release albums every year. They only released, I think this is their, there's an album every 4 years. They're a very interesting proposition. And what they've done on this album, which is very, very interesting, is it's a song cycle, and it's called A Man Walked Into a Bar, because that's what happened. Literally, a man walked into a bar and met a woman, and a relationship ensued. And the album is a concept album as such, in that it details the euphoria and the initial blissful euphoria of falling in love. Then the relationship sort of plateaus out. Mm. And then the relationship comes to a crashing end. So you get all this all through the album, and you're talking about, you're going from songs like a song called They Should Be Dancing or I'm In Love, where it's very much, it's early on in the album and it's very much up, it's very much a scuzzy psychedelic pop. There's a real groove to it. And then it comes crashing down with this plaintive ballad at the end called Tears in Her Eyes.
All right.
So it's an interesting idea. They do it very, very well. There's an awful lot going on musically, too much, I thought, but the idea is a good idea.
All right.
But there's no great standout track for me.
Well, let me go to Louise on it then. I mean, Michael Schumann fronts the band here, Queens of Stone Age. We also have Zach Dawes from Last Shadow Puppets and Arctic Monkeys' Tyler Parkford. This is Michael Schumann's story. So is this a Queens of the Stone Age? Is that what we are we hearing more of that than we're hearing anything else, Louise?
I think he's taken the fun side of Queens of the Stone Age and brought this with him, because Queens of the Stone Age have, Josh Homme has always said about that band, we make rock music for girls to dance to. So there is sort of kind of like a fun and a sexiness to Queens of the Stone Age, which I think Michael Schumann has taken with him, but he's injected a bit more fun into it. So it's not as kind of like straight-faced maybe, right, as Queens of the Stone Age would be, but it's kind of like sexy disco rock, I think is the big thing. Mm. And it sort of pulls you right in and it kind of gets you moving until you realise that you're actually listening to this man's heartbreak kind of unfold of this big romance.
That, and there's a hint of that in the track I'm going to play, Bad Things, but brackets that make you feel good. You want to watch out if that's how the relationship's starting out. I guess that's what you were talking about there, Louise, the kind of the sense of fun that's there, but it's not laughing so much that the listeners exclude it. That's Bad Things That Make You Feel Good, the second track from Mini Mansions' album Guy Walks Into a Bar.
Yeah, that's dead right. So you're kind of part of it. It's not, you don't feel like you're watching a comedy act, kind of, yeah, like Eagles of Death Metal, which would have been another branch off band of Queens of the Stone Age, or even to kind of a greater extent, maybe Tenacious D. It's not all kind of jokes aplenty, but it's just sort of the silliness that kind of does work its way into a serious life, that it's kind of the enjoyable factor, I think.
But you're saying, Brian, that you think perhaps there's too much going on here musically. Is that because of the three sets of influences, three very strong characters, I would have thought?
Could be. I don't think the music is totally empathetic with the narrative. It's supposed to be the song cycle, so we're supposed to be going through the story, but it seems like they haven't adjusted the music enough. I was reminded quite a lot of that band MGMT. There's so many synths going on, and you're sort of going, can you take off the synths a bit? The songs are good, they could have been stripped back a bit. And what they did, there's an interesting thing. Mikey Schumann is the nominal lead singer, and he's got this very gruff, deep, cliched rock voice. But then they bring in the bass player, Tyler Parkford, who's a much higher, much sweeter voice, much higher register. Mm. And that really gives an interesting thing. But it confuses you because it's one man's story, but you're hearing two different, very, very different vocals. I just don't think the idea is very good, that there wasn't a matchup between the lyrics and the narrative of the song cycle
and the
music.
Further down then on the play, actually towards the end, and this is when I thought, all right, the cracks are beginning to appear now, and it's the second last track before the cracks appeared for me anyway. And they bring Alison Mosshart in on this. What does she bring to the table here, Louise?
She probably brings the only bit of spite, I think, that's on the album, because what I quite like about the album is it is about the downfall of a relationship, but it's never really mean. Mm. But then Alison Mosshart from The Kills, she comes in and she brings the profanities that Michael Schumann doesn't really want to sing.
Maybe he's not past, he's not over it all yet. He hasn't got to the angry stage.
He's in an emotional rut.
Still hanging on, holding, hoping.
Maybe she'll listen to this album and come back to him. Maybe that's the whole point of
it. All right, well, let's see if Hey Lover, if she, whoever she is listening. They were engaged, weren't they?
Maybe again, who knows?
I think they were, as in the relationship he's speaking about. Anyway, Hey Lover featuring Alison Mosshart. Have it then, Hey Lover from Mini Mansions, and that track featuring the voice of Alison Mosshart as well. Yeah, I don't think he's over it at all yet, Louise, for sure. Musically, never mind, it's the story of whether the relationship is going to get back together or not. Musically, does this work for you, stars out of five?
Yeah, I'd give it a 4. I think it's like more kind of to go with your point of like the music doesn't match up to the sentiment. I think that's what makes it a pop record. It's music to dance to and kind of cry to, and that they do
all
that.
All right. Well, he's telling you to cry. They're both telling you to cry in that track, if you didn't know. Brian, I don't think you'll be quite as generous as before.
3 stars. There's no real standout track. And really, if you want to get a listener involved in this sort of epic story, which goes on for the best part of an hour, you need a standout track to anchor the whole thing. They're all very, very good songs. You need one great song.
And they don't have it. All right, okay. That's Mini Mansions and the title of the album, Guy Walks Into a Bar. Let's move on to Dude York. And Dude, the great word that we heard from the new British Prime Minister during the week. Who are Dude York? Who are we talking about here, Louise?
Dude York are, I assume, quite a young people from Seattle. But they're taking that very kind of sunny indie rock vibe of kind of California and putting it all through this nostalgic lens of singing about the heartaches that made us when we were younger through the music that our older siblings were probably listening to at the time.
So is it teenage angst through the eyes of your slightly older siblings? Is that what we're getting
here?
I think
so. It's looking back, like, I feel like a lot of these songs you would have maybe heard something similar in all the 90s rom-coms, like all the teen flicks, like 10 Things I Hate About You and Clueless. It's sort of the people who are in the band now, I think they were probably like rummaging through their older brother's record collection, and this is what they've come up with.
All right. And we have two vocalists essentially here sharing the duties, Brian. Kind of time about, more or less, isn't it?
They used to, I mean, as a band, it was always the guitarist Peter Richards who sang everything. Now they're sort of 50-50 split, and it's great because
Claire England, the bassist,
player, and it just brings us, you feel like you're getting just more a different perspective, and you're getting more of her point of view, and her songs are actually better than his.
Mm. Well, let's start with one of her songs then. This is called Should've. Should have there from Dude York and their new album Falling Hardly Art, in brackets beside Falling there. Are you with Brian on the fact that the female vocalist there, Claire England, gives us the better songs in this one, Louise?
Yes, she definitely does. She's just nicer to listen to, I think, in general. But just the sentiments that are kind of coming with the song, her voice just lends to a more kind of summery vibe, and I think they are going for kind of a surf rock kind of thing. Mm. Like, it's quite, in moments I am thinking that I'm listening to kind of like a cast off, maybe an improved Weezer song. So it's like a nice combo of like Weezer when they were good and the likes of, say, Letters to Cleo. So it's sort of surf rock kind of and kind of grunge that are combined.
And working well for that in that
working
respect.
Working really well. And I think just her voice just kind of gives a softness that... it's lacking whenever he's on vocals.
Although you did choose Box, which is one of the tracks where Peter Richards takes the vocal lead. You did choose that as one of your highlights, Brian.
It's the best song on the album.
Of his.
The Weezer thing is interesting. That was the first band I thought of when I heard this album, and also Jimmy Eat's World. They would have come of musical age in Seattle at a time when the whole grunge thing had faded away, but the emo scene was huge. This is a sort of throwback album, as Louise was saying, to their. I mean, they're only in their early 20s, so this is them looking back at that young age at their first adolescent relationships when they're 14, 15, and the soundtrack to when they were 14, 15 would have been emo music,
right?
All that Jimmy Eat World stuff. But there's more. I mean, they do on Box, for example. When he started singing, I thought that's Robert Smith from The Cure. So, and a lot of these American bands who came up, like The Killers in particular, The Killers grew up on New Order and The Smiths. A lot of American bands grew up on that 80s alt rock style. And I heard a lot of The Cure on this, and a lot of The Killers also, because they would have been the generation that were influenced by The Killers. So there's a lot of... The influences are there, but below the surface. But I just think there's a problem with songwriting for over a whole album. Box is a great, great song. It's you could put it on any playlist, any Apple playlist, but they simply need to be
they need more than that. Well, let's have a listen to Box. Box, one of the tracks there on the new album from Dude York, and the album is called Falling Stars. From you, Brian Boyd?
Three.
And what are you saying, Louise?
Yeah, a cheerful three.
So it kind of works and it kind of doesn't work, I think, is what both of you are saying.
Just not enough great songs.
Not again. Enough. That's fair enough. That's kind of not working, isn't it? Maintenant, les violons femmes, not the violent femmes. I knew I'd get it in there somewhere for you, Brian. So tell me who the violent femmes are. They've been around a while.
They've been going since 1980.
And they're not femmes at all.
No, they're a folk punk band from Wisconsin. I mean, 1980, that's 40 years, Sean. That's a long, long career. So everyone, even if they haven't, don't know the name of the song, if it came on the radio, they'd know the song Blister in the Sun, which was one of the biggest hits of the 1980s. And recently...
Caused a big row in the band.
Row because the guy who wrote it, the lead singer, licensed it out to Wendy's hamburger chain, and the other guys in the band thought they were selling their soul artistically, etc. But now they're back together again and they've released this album, and it's terrible. It's really, really terrible.
Right.
The first song, Another Chorus, is one of the worst songs I've ever heard in my whole life.
It has dreadful lyrics, yeah.
It's like a nursery rhyme backing, and they just sing, please don't sing another chorus, that would really bore us, over and over again. And it really doesn't get that much better after that.
Well, here's one where the... no, it's not the one that I wanted to be. Here it is. I'm not going to cry. Let's have listened to a bit of that.
And even if I can't ever touch you, by myself I will try to hide, to lose you and be lost, but I'm not gonna cry anymore.
I'm not gonna cry anymore. I'm not gonna cry from Violent Femmes there in Hotel Last Resort. Is it well titled, this Hotel Last Resort, Louise? Are you in the same frame of mind as Brian?
Oh yeah, they should have gotten off the stop before. Like, it's just like I kind of just felt
why
myself.
Is it so bad?
There's a weird concept that they're not really hitting, where they're taking a dig at the state of America, but you're just not really sure what side that they're on. And then kind of following on with the big Wendy's fallout of 2007, I think it was, they have reimagined one of their songs from 1994 called I'm Nothing. And I don't think anything has annoyed me as much as what they've done with this song, in that they've got this pro skater Stefan Janoski on board on vocals, because Janoski was making a skater shoe at Nike and he wanted to have the lyrics of I'm Nothing written on the tongue of the shoe. So the Violent Femmes have combined with him, and on one shoe they have Violent, the other shoe they have Femme.
So there's absolutely, there's no capitalism involved in this, like Wendy's Burgers? No, none at all.
They just love Nike and Wendy's so much that they need to...
Well, I believe it's bespoke trainers, though, that they're interested in having, so they're very special trainers.
Exactly.
It's not just your average burger.
Don't sell
you're
your soul
here.
For any old soul. But yeah, it's just grumpy old man folk rock, and I think it's just an old man shining at a cloud. That's what this whole album just feels like, but the cloud's doing nothing to them.
Yeah, so. Cloud's just sitting there doing his own thing, blocking out the sun occasionally. Right. Stars, are there any?
I give it two.
Yeah, is it even worth that? Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no, it's terrible. They what is appealing about them, and was very much in the 80s when they had those great songs, was it's a very lo-fi, bashy, acoustic, folky, almost like Billy Bragg type thing. And it had these very idiosyncratic lyrics. These days, it's just anachronistic, and the only reason I think this album has been released is they can tour behind it. The quality is terrible. This should not have been released. This would have made maybe a 2-3 track EP at the most.
All right, and that's why it's getting one star.
They need to sell shoes, so
Right, let us move on. So yes, that was Hotel Last Resort, but I don't think you'd be rushing out to buy that on the basis of what both Louise Bruton and Brian Boyd had to say. However, I think there'd be much more happiness around Fontaine's DC, the Dublin band who were shortlisted for the Mercury Prize earlier this week for their debut album, Doggerel. This is huge for them, Brian. I mean, they've kind of seems as if they can do nothing wrong at the moment.
True, and they're... the people who know about these things are saying that they're joint favourites to win this. Now, the Mercury Music Prize started in 1992. It's seen as the music industry's version of the Booker Prize, in that it doesn't look at commercial sales, it looks at artistic merit. Despite Irish bands being eligible, no Irish act has ever won it. U2, Therapy, Villagers, Fionn Regan, Lisa Hannigan have all been nominated, never won it. Fontaine's DC, it looks like their time has come. The thing about this album was it seemed to make more of an impression abroad than it did here, even though it got good reviews here.
And what about the shortlist? Have they got stiff competition here, Louise?
They certainly do. Well, I would lean in favour of, say, like Little Sims or Sloth High kind of winning, because I feel that they're taking a more kind of critical approach on what's going on in Britain at the moment. Like Little Sims in particular, she takes a stance against gun violence and the rising death of young black men in the UK. And just as a rapper herself, she's just a phenomenal kind of wordsmith as well.
Yeah, and that's no surprise, I suppose, in the case of the Mercury Prize, that social and political stuff should be there.
Yeah, but it's a hugely varied kind of shortlist this year, like this kind of pop and indie and rock, and then it's a strong kind of hip-hop kind of contingent there. But yeah, I do think Fontaine's DC, they just sort of have skyrocketed to...
Let us hope for sure. We don't have to listen to a second Violent Femmes track. Let's listen to a little bit of Fontaine's DC instead.
Well, Dublin in the rain is mine, a pregnant city with a Catholic mind. Stamps those sheets for the birdhouse jail, palm mescaline when the past is stale. Pale, Dublin in the rain is mine, a loose ambassador for all that crime. Slick little boy with a mind at risk, pulling that thread for the next big fix.
There we go, and that is Big from Fontaine's DC, their debut album Doggerel, shortlisted for the Mercury Prize. Best of luck to them. We'll hear the results of the Mercury Prize on September the 19th, in fact. And before that, Louise Bruton and Brian Boyd speaking to me about Dude York's Falling, Mini Mansions, Guy Walks Into a Bar, and Violent Femmes' Hotel Last Resort.